Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. If you would like to give a call, take control of the airwaves. You can talk about anything that's on your mind. You could talk about things that we're talking about, things that we've talked about in the past, or perhaps you're clairvoyant and want to talk about things that'll happen in the future. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And I'm Ian, and we're supposed to have nobody, but I don't know where he is.
Yeah, well, nobody is here, whether he's here or not. Based on the name alone. At any rate, tonight's title for this particular episode is Revenge of the Jews. Why do I say tonight's title is Revenge of the Jews? Well, this from the New York Post. Secret plans helped Brooklyn Synagogue pull off a massive maskless wedding.
Yeah, I saw the pictures from this.
Yeah, this is... I was so enthused reading this today. I was like, the Jews, man, they really have it going on when it comes to, like, organizing stuff in secret.
Well, they got a lot of practice during the Holocaust.
Yeah, and apparently they didn't forget any of the lessons. A Hasidic synagogue
good for them.
In Brooklyn planned a wedding of Chief Rabbi's grandson with such secrecy, it was able to host thousands of maskless celebrants without the city catching on. In Brooklyn.
Wow.
Yeah, well, these guys have been doing a lot of gatherings in New York City over the last year, and there's been a lot in the news about it.
Yeah, and they've had a few of them shut down, too.
Well,
they've had some of them. They tried to shut down.
All right,
they scrap with the cops sometimes when they need to.
They've had the
police have shown up, but they way outnumber them. So I don't know if I would call that a shutdown.
And they're willing to fight for their freedom because they know what happens to people who don't.
Despite a surge in COVID-19 cases, guests crammed shoulder to shoulder inside the Yedev Lev Temple in Williamsburg for the November 8 nuptials, stomping, dancing, and singing at the top of their lungs without a mask in sight.
Well, normally I'd say that a wedding's just a funeral with cake, but in this case,
it
sounds like a good time.
The organizers schemed to hide the wedding of... I'm going to say Mr. Teitelbaum, grandson of Satmar Grand Rabbi Aaron Teitelbaum.
A true mensch.
The ravenous, they shielded them from the ravenous press and government officials, quote unquote.
Those damn ravens.
Ravens. It says in a detailed account in the Yiddish newspaper Der Blatt, the publication of the Satmar sect. Due to the ongoing situation with government restrictions, preparations were made secretly and discreetly.
I love that they don't even say it has anything to do with the disease, which it really doesn't. It just has to do with the government doesn't want them to live.
Yeah, excellent point. We keep seeing people going, due to COVID or because of the virus or the virus. No, it's not because of that. It's because of the government shutting everything down.
Like nobody, they seem to tell the truth.
So, preparations were made secretly and discreetly so as to not draw attention from strangers either, the paper reported in its November 13th edition. In recent weeks, organizers worked tirelessly to arrange everything in the best way possible. All notices about upcoming celebrations were passed along through word of mouth only, with no notices in writing, no posters on the synagogue walls, no invitations sent through the mail, nor even a report in any publication, including this very newspaper.
It's impressive.
And the masky fascists did not see it's coming.
No, they certainly didn't.
And kudos to them for being able to keep this quiet with a crowd of, how many are we talking about here?
A lot of people.
Thousands of people?
7,000. Apparently is what the place holds.
To keep that quiet, to not have a single snitch among them?
Again.
Or they did have a snitch and the cops just weren't willing to make the show.
Maybe
they waxed the snitch.
You know, or maybe everybody was just on board because, you know, they're a tight-knit community.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I would love to see more communities able to work together and to recognize who their enemies are. And keep them in the dark.
But at the same time, like, this is great that they, and I applaud them for doing this. At the same time, this is also an indication of the times that we live in. If you want to host a gathering,
the Jews have to hide their worship again.
Yeah,
I thought we said that was never going to happen again.
Particularly not in the area known as the United States.
Right,
of
it can't happen here. Oh wait, it did.
It did, and it's already
happening now.
But I mean, not even just
it happened. It happened from the beginning to various groups of people.
And not even just the religious folks, but like anybody at this point. If you want to host a gathering of some kind, of any kind, that is in violation of whatever BS statutes or mandates your government has, inflicted upon you at this point, this is how you have to go about doing it. You can't do the digital thing anymore. You can't do the invites online. You can't even do stuff through the mail. It all has to be word of mouth, and everybody has to be a vetted, trusted person.
Well, that's one of the reasons that we need a cell-based online communications system, so that basically you release this to the cells where you know people are vetted and where you know there aren't snitches.
Well, and preferably
cells you're
one
not
that's
so sure about, they don't hear about it.
And one that's 100% encrypted as well, that nobody can break into and that kind of thing.
Decentralized.
Definitely. The Satmar Synagogue, which has a maximum capacity of 7,000, jammed men onto the bleachers, filled to the rafters, the videos show.
7,000 men can keep a secret, but only 6,999 of them are dead, or Jewish, apparently.
Women sat in a balcony behind a barricade. Last month, the state ordered the cancellation of another Williamsburg wedding planned for a grandson of this particular of Satmar Grand Rabbi, the brother of rival Aaron, after that publicized event was expected to draw 10,000 people.
Yeah. Everybody has rivals.
The congregation called it an unwarranted attack. So they were expected to draw 10,000 people, and it was canceled because of the publicity. So after that, this particular group decided they were going to go on the down low and host a thing anyway. And the pictures here, we'll post this, of course,
take it on the run, baby,
to our social feeds, Twitter and Mastodon, so that you can also take a look at this article. The pictures here,
it's beautiful,
are great. It's a giant room filled with people, bleachers wall to wall. It's
obviously
great.
These people are not concerned in any way, shape, or form about all this fear.
None.
That's going on out there.
None.
It's good to be without fear.
Fear
is the mind killer.
Mm-hmm. Indeed it is. That's a song by Fear Factory.
It is, but it's also a quote from Dune by Frank Herbert.
Yeah. That previous crackdown led to a determination to keep plans for this November 8th affair under wraps. The stealthy arrangements continued amid a fear that someone would blow their cover. The days leading up to the wedding were filled with tension, not knowing what the next day or the next moment will bring, which disgruntled outcast might seize this opportunity to exploit what hasn't been written or publicized to create unnecessary uproar and disrupt the simcha, or joy. God forbid, Der Blatt reported. The synagogue's stunning willingness to host a potential super spreader event underscores what critics call the Hasidic community's ongoing disregard and outright defiance.
Yes! All right. Thank you. Thank you for your service, gentlemen. Thank you for fighting for my freedom, which is what I'd like to see the military doing. But
they
to
won't do
that, they'd have to come back to America and picket the governor's house with us.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see what's happening in New York. There's actually some of the best pushback that I've seen. I mean, I guess it makes sense, given that they are the most tyrannical of all the states that we're seeing.
The Empire State.
Yeah, that we're seeing. Of course, there was that event over the weekend where the folks literally shouted out sheriff's officers from
a
gym. A lot of people are talking about that.
855-450-3733 is our phone number if you'd like to join the conversation. We'll talk more about the revenge of the Jews, and we'll take your calls and thoughts as well. This is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. More coming up. Free. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Thanks. I missed you.
And you too, nobody. This is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program that's also streaming on the internet as well as some satellite channels where you can call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind or whatever you want to. Anything we're talking about, anything that other people might be talking about. We really don't care. Please, you know, feel free. It's called Free Talk Live for a reason. The toll-free number again, 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's the Captain, Ian, and Nobody. And we were talking about this article from the New York Post that I'm calling Revenge of the Jews because, well, a synagogue got somewhere around 7,000 people to congregate together, mask-free, with dancing and stomping and a joyous celebration.
I would have gone. Yeah, good God.
I'm not even religious, but I'd have gone.
I'm not religious, and I'm not a big believer in marriage most of the time. I mean, I loved my wife, but the rest of your wives are monsters.
I did want to let you know that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. And once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. It's not actually a cornucopia, but there's a whole bunch of information.
Well, that would be a really awkward shape in which to store a database.
Or to put on a web page. There is no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. And we'll talk more about this situation here with the Hasidic Jews in Brooklyn and their giant party, the wedding that they threw. But first, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We have Tim calling in from Shreveport, Louisiana. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call. Have you ever read the book 1984 by George Orwell?
Absolutely.
A long, long time ago, I also participated in a musical number that was called 1984. Oddly, my grade school put it on. I think I was in
a musical version
seventh
of
grade.
1984.
Yeah, yeah. It was
fun. I don't see it.
I was a thought police person.
I can see and, you as a and thought
that,
police.
And that was fun. So, yes, we are familiar, Tim. What about it?
Okay, I just read the book three times over. I finally got down reading it.
How do you feel?
The similarities of what is going on right now in that book is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it creeps you out, doesn't it?
See, I love that book, but it's best read as part of a pair. And the other half of that pair is called Brave New World.
Oh, yeah, that's
by
fantastic.
Aldous Huxley. Mm-hmm. And they show you the twin hells of the left and right. 1984 is the right wing hell. Brave New World is the left wing hell.
Okay. I need to get that book, but there
yes,
is too much going on. I'm not an anti-Trumpster per se.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a country boy from Louisiana who quit high school and got his GED.
Yep.
I'm self-educated. I read books on the Bible, but I also read books on secret societies, and I read books by people of Jewish faith and lineage that are extremely well-written.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I read a little bit of this and read a little bit of that, and I get a broad view on things. But what's going on with this COVID-19 stuff, and everybody's locking down this and locking down this, and I've listened to you, those poor people with Jewish faith being harassed by the government and not allowed to, worship and celebrate in peace, and finally, what you said, 7,000 people got together.
Yeah, they managed to put together a pretty large gathering.
And I got to say, mazel tov to those guys for the impressive stones they're carrying.
Indeed. So, Tim, you said you read the book 1984 three times. How did you feel the first time you got through it? How did you feel?
Scary. Okay. Don't get me. I'm going through some personal stuff right now. I'm going into detail, but mm-hmm. It was scary. So I had to read it again, and I had to read it a third time, and I had to kind of like, you know, jot down little notes mm-hmm. here and there. And it is just too unbelievably similar to what is going on right now. Now I'm sort of a constitutional conservative, uh-huh. but we don't. But a lot of stuff in the military we don't need. We can take. We can get rid
yes.
of the
900
plus military bases around the world.
Yes, we sure could.
Not extend that and bring it here in the United States of America. Reduce the budget, but make some. Military hardware that can, you know, actually defend the borders and do it more efficiently. You know, I'm not anti-military, but I'm not, you know,
yeah.
big brother government military either. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm so pro-military that I don't want them to die in a useless, pointless yeah. war.
Well, and you're not the only one to think these things, Tim. Many folks have thought the same thing when they take a look at the facts about what the military is actually doing. And that is, if you look at the facts, there's beyond a reasonable doubt, for me anyway, when I look at the facts, they're not defending anything. They are building an empire.
Well, what I would call on a military man who wanted to defend my freedom to do would be come out to the governor's mansion with me next time we're protesting there. Be there in full regalia and bring your sidearm.
All right, so Tim, I have one more question. When did you finish reading the third time? Was it like today? Was it yesterday or the week ago?
A few days ago. I went over it in about a couple of weeks. I went over it three times, and it just I've seen the movie. The movie is, you know, they should have put a symphony orchestra instead of having the Eurythmics do the musical background for the movie.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, it would have got a pass and, you know, a plus rating by the critics. At the time, the critics kind of panned it, but I think the critics were told to, you know, depend the movie. Oh, by the way, on ebook, they got rid of the all, you can't get 1984 by George Orwell on ebooks. They totally
really?
Erased it.
Wow.
That sounds
like something that would happen in George Orwell's book.
Oh, yes. And I got another book by Mark Dice, who writes books on secret society.
Yep.
It's called Big Brother, and I just started on that. And it's based on part on George Orwell, but he's talking about these video surveillance system and microphones that are all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And and he's hitting the nail on the head, and we got Big Brother government, and you can't even walk around. I'm not going to mention discount store, but certain discount stores, you can't walk in discount stores without being surveilled all over the place.
Well, Tim, welcome to Being Woken Up, and thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you. Feel free to call in again with any updates as you now experience life with new eyes, as many others before you have done. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up. 855-450-3733.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com. Come.
Sing it for me, nobody.
I don't know the words.
Well, there aren't any words right now, so we just kind of talk over it here. That's what we do. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. Welcome back to the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself. Mr. Ian Freeman has stepped away. And then we also have...
Nobody.
And we've been talking about this article from the New York Post, where a Hasidic Jew community in Brooklyn, New York, managed to put together a wedding, a maskless wedding at that, and gather somewhere around 7,000 people without anybody noticing until well after the event was over.
Yeehaw!
And that was pretty awesome. And our previous caller called in. He has just read 1984 by George Orwell, the book that is prophetic, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
In many, many ways. And nobody, you had mentioned A Brave New World by Aldous Huxley.
Yeah. And named also, after Shakespeare quote, "O brave new world that has such people in it."
An excellent book. Also, there's a new series called Brave New World that I think is on, it's either Amazon or Netflix. I don't remember which one. One of the two. Mm-hmm. I watched it when it came out. I binged it. And I thought it was excellent. I thought it was well acted, well filmed. You know, it sort of gives you the broad perspective of what Huxley was trying to get at, in my opinion. But, you know, feel free to go and check that out yourself, particularly the previous caller. If, you know, you have that sort of service, it was great. So we'll talk more about the Revenge of the Jews, as well as some other stuff that we've got queued up for tonight. But first, let's do what we do here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Steve in Connecticut. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Captain. Hey, Nobody. And Ian, wherever he disappeared.
Hey.
Steve, you're a political refugee from Connecticut.
How you doing?
Calling in, first-time caller.
Glad to have you. What's on your mind?
So I don't even know why anyone should read 1984. Just go outside your door. It's better than
because
the
movie. It's easier to see it when you read about it. It's easier to understand what you're seeing when you've had it vocalized
well,
to you.
And we've had this discussion many times here on Free Talk Live, as well as just in the community in general of folks who are freedom minded. Nobody has yet, and not you, nobody, but
I didn't do it. The other nobody,
persons have not been able to pinpoint what exactly it is that sort of wakes people up out of their statism. And it tends to be a little different for everybody. We know a common theme is, of course, when you sort of get effed by agents of the government, that tends to speed things along if that happens. But other people will just, you know, sort of realize it for a variety of reasons. And one of the things that does seem to do the trick is people reading stuff like 1984 and Aldous Huxley's Brave New World.
Yeah.
Well, that does puts real life into context. If you do read that historically, you have a base point to set your reality to.
Mm-hmm.
Getting what you were reading about, Captain. What you were reading about the Post story.
Yeah.
With the wedding. I mean, in Connecticut, we're doing rallies against the governor. I know you guys had a rally on Sunday. What we do is we put out press releases. We call the media. We call the police. I mean, there's like, why even try to keep it silent? We just put it right out there.
Well, yes.
Throw it right in their face.
When you're going to do a protest, absolutely. In this particular case, the Jews weren't looking to do a protest. They just wanted to have a wedding.
Yeah.
Well, I would say just call the police and say we're having a wedding. I mean, what's it going to take? Like nobody was saying, they have experience in this type of environment. So why not just say F you and we're doing it?
Well, the thing is, I would not want to have my wedding prevented, but with 7,000 people, I would do the call the police thing if I believed those people would fight, because it would be really hard to get through 7,000 people and stop a wedding.
Yeah.
If those people were willing to fight.
It would be like...
Right. Like the protest...
Yes,
it's like the protests that are happening in Germany against the shutdown. I mean, you've got 15, 20, 30, 50,000 people out there at various rallies, and they're just sick of it, so they're pushing back.
Yes. We need that here.
I think if you just have a wedding, just flaunt it.
Well, right. If you're looking to be rebellious and to protest in some way, shape, or form, and you know, and willing to take that risk on, these people obviously didn't want to take that risk on, and you know, advertise it in such a way. They wanted to just have their wedding the way that their faith wants them to go about doing it. And so, you know, kudos to them. I think more of what you're talking about, Steve, would be something like an example I can remember from this year was the biker rally in Sturgis, South Dakota. That went on. despite lockdowns and, you know, COVID and all that kind of thing. And Laconia, too. Yeah, absolutely.
See, I really want
to... The way you were reading the the report, and we just had a protest for a bar that was shut down in Connecticut last Friday. And the bar owner didn't even, I mean, we alerted the news media, we alerted the police, there's 5 officers, 4 news media there. And we said to the bar owner, why don't you put your story out to the press? He backed down. It's almost like he's ashamed to stand up for himself. And we put 25 of 30 people from the Connecticut Liberty Rally there to support him because his business was shut down by King Ned,
our
quote-unquote governor.
Well, yeah, the state's just going to come and take away their license when they do something the state doesn't like.
Right. You've got nothing left to lose, so fight back. So
I'm with you.
It's funny because they had a...
If the militia would come out and defend these businesses, there would be a lot more businesses disobeying.
Well, that's why Connecticut CT Liberty Rally, we'll take the heat. We'll protest. We'll be the tip of the spear for any protest, even if there's a football coach who was canceled because he didn't agree with, or he didn't go along with the guidelines and all that.
Yeah.
Now they want to fire him. So we said to the people who were affected by this, look, we'll take the torch and we'll be the frontline activists against the shutdown. And they backed out, like, well, we don't want to cause a problem, we don't want to ruffle any feathers. Like, all right, then fine.
Yeah, it takes some doing, and you're doing great work there, Steve. And if people in Connecticut want to find out more about how to do this kind of stuff, is there a place they can go? Is there a website or a social media, something they can find out more?
Yes. Well, social media, we got shut down on Facebook, but we've got a Telegram account. Thanks to you guys and Ian for turning
all right.
to Telegram.
Nice.
But,
that's how we do it, too. It's so nice not getting censored.
Oh, it's great. And I mean, more and more people are moving over to those platforms. But so ctlibertyrally.org is the organization in Connecticut. And, you know, we just find out about, you know, we follow the governor, we get the press releases, we go out to his public appearances and protest. We're following the governor. You know, we're against these shutdowns, and, you know, we're just making our presence known, and we will back people up. But it's amazing how many, we even got blowback from the Connecticut Restaurant Association saying, our organization doesn't really support political protests, but restaurants are being shut down because of political reasons.
Oh, yeah.
So we're trying to back these restaurants up, and they won't even stand up for themselves.
Yeah.
So I almost look at it as like trying to save the third monkey in line waiting to get on a Noah's Ark and turn it around. Can't do anything.
Are you familiar with what agorism is?
I do not. Explain to us.
Well, agorism, it comes from the Greek word agora, which means market, and it basically is about operating underground businesses. One solution to this shutdown is for people who are willing to fight to start operating underground restaurants. And you can make money at it, you can make a living at it, and you can also make a statement with it.
Thanks for the call tonight, Steve. We appreciate you. 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live. Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, and
nobody.
And hopefully Ian gets finished with whatever he's doing and will be able to join us. I know he's a busy dude, so... if not, we will just continue as the dynamic duo.
Indeed.
You've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Ian does say that setting up a Divi masternode was super easy and staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think you will be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Circling back to this article from the New York Post about the Hasidic Jews of Brooklyn, who managed to put together a wedding of about 7,000 people without anybody knowing about it and, you know, the government having no ability to shut it down. The article continues, the ability of Hasidic leaders to compel their followers to so brazenly violate the rules and norms.
Compel? Did they compel them?
Yeah.
Was their force involved?
I don't know. But it so brazenly violates the rules and norms and extends well beyond the pandemic and is enabled by government officials turning a blind eye for political reasons, says Mr. Moster, the executive director of Yafed, a nonprofit that advocates for improved secular education in yeshivas.
Well, it sounds like he has a stick where it doesn't belong.
It sure does.
He should move that.
Mitch Schwartz, the mayor's director of Rapid Response, whatever that is, could not explain why the city failed to detect the enormous November 8th celebration.
They weren't rapid enough.
And let it go off without a hitch. Well, you know, government and rapid generally aren't synonymous.
Yes, yes. Well, that's because people like rapid things, and the people who work for the government are the people who can't produce anything that anybody wants to buy, so they have to have forced customers.
There's two areas of government where they will be rapid. One, when they're going to kill some people.
They love doing that.
They're quick at it.
Here I go killing again, they say.
Very quick, very efficient. And then when they're going to take some money.
Oh, yeah.
They're really quick about that as well.
Well, you got to be quick or somebody will get off a shot at you.
Indeed.
My favorite author, Robert Heinlein, warned that one should always be careful of strong drink because it may make you shoot at tax collectors and miss.
I like that guy. Your favorite author, huh? I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, I love Heinlein.
Interesting.
He was the inspiration behind, or one of the major inspirations behind the Church of the Invisible Hand.
Nice. Next door to this synagogue at 14 Hooper Street is the firehouse of engine and ladder companies 211 and 119. But the New York Fire Department said it wasn't called to inspect the synagogue. The New York Fire Department, FDNY, is one of a host of city agencies that inspects sites for COVID-19 violations. Why do they have the fire
Hitler
department?
The Hitler youth are going to be really
the fire
upset.
Department? Okay, well.
If they don't start beating up the Jews.
Yeah. The fire department, along with the New York Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, and the Health Department, those are the other agencies. The event, quote, clearly violated, unquote, COVID restrictions on indoor occupancy, FDNY spokesman Frank Dwyer said. Under current rules posted by the city, houses of worship may hold indoor religious services in one room with occupancy limited to 50% capacity.
Wow.
That's what your masters demand
of
you.
I think that man's brain is limited to 50% capacity.
Yeah. Also, attendees from different households must maintain 6 feet of social distance or wear face coverings or both.
Let me show you something. The 6 feet I'm very proud of.
Asked whether the firefighters noticed anything amiss next door, Dwyer said, quote, firehouses don't conduct surveillance on their neighbors, unquote.
And that is something that the police could learn a lesson from. There's a reason that nobody ever wrote a song called F the Fire Department.
I know. I've said this before. Can you imagine if people in like ambulances or fire trucks went around looking for the next, you know, injured person or the next fire?
Oh, yeah.
Like if a fire department was like parked around the corner or hid behind some building or whatever, just waiting for a fire to break out.
Well, if the FBI was running an ambulance. ambulance service. They would just run people over so they could take them to the hospital. It would be like when the FBI foils an FBI terror plot.
I just love this statement. Firehouses don't conduct surveillance on their neighbors. It's a great sentence.
Thank you for that. Thank you for your service and not surveilling us, Mr. Fire People.
Schwartz said the city performs a tremendous number of inspections daily, and our community outreach team is dedicated to relaying the latest happenings across the city. But let's be clear, indoor gatherings of this size aren't acceptable, and they're offensive to all the sacrifices New Yorkers have made to keep their families and neighbors safe from COVID-19.
Well, I'll tell you what, New York is offensive to all the sacrifices the founding fathers and our forebears made in trying to leave us with some freedom.
Yeah. Well, you just can't conduct humanity in this way. You cannot lock people inside of their houses. You cannot demand that they do not congregate as they wish.
You do not respect their existence, you should expect their resistance.
Yeah, yeah. It's only a matter of time. If you enslave people in some way, shape, or form, it's only a matter of time until somebody stands up and fights back.
Thank God. I've been thinking it wasn't going to happen this time. It's getting close to the wire. It's time to be out in the street with torches and pitchforks and you know, tar and feathers.
Tar and feathers,
we can
yeah.
make tax collectors birds again.
Asked whether the synagogue would face any consequences for violating the restrictions, Schwartz gave no answer. It wasn't the sex.
What consequences would that be?
Well,
was the Schwartz with him?
Violated the mandates of the COVID-19 policy of New York City.
You got seven. This is the same story, right? I had to step away for a bit. You've got 7,000 people or whatever that are coming into the same place.
Yep.
You've got a lot of people willing to disobey. What consequences could you possibly lay on these people that would have any effect? If all these folks said, "We're not going to pay your fines, we're going to demand our day in court."
Yeah.
There's no way that they would be able to extract any consequences from them. They can't put them all in the same jail. You know, the holdings. There's no holding cell big enough for
7,000 people. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd have to lock them,
especially if they armed themselves and became willing to defend themselves physically from violence, because that's the vital thing.
This wasn't the sect's only recent event. Aaron Teitelbaum led a...
The sect's only recent
Chumash,
event?
A chuma, I'm probably butchering that word. A celebration of the Torah on October 27th at its Borough Park Synagogue when
must have been so upset.
When it was in a state-designated high-risk red zone. Apparently, New York has different colored zones for COVID risk.
Yeah.
Religious leaders have blasted what they consider a double standard, saying city and state officials have condoned the gathering of thousands in the streets to protest police brutality and celebrate Joe Biden's election victory.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Well, of course they're advancing the narrative they want advanced.
Yeah, instead of the one they don't. And it is a double standard, right?
Telling the truth is not nearly as pleasing to them.
Somehow a bunch of protesters or people celebrating a new tyrant on the throne is okay, but these folks can't have a wedding. Yeah, mm-hmm. there's something wrong there.
Yeah.
Some members of the Orthodox community are mortified by the recklessness of their own lifestyles.
mortified by the recklessness of their own lifestyles.
Well, this is why it was interesting to me that they were able to get 7,000 people to gather without supposedly it leaking, because one of the previous news stories about the Orthodox Jews in the streets of New York in large numbers did have one guy who was sort of one of them but not in agreement with them, so he was like a critic, and he got stoned by them, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
They remember the guys... The Jews who ran factories in Germany and enslaved their own people, and I don't think they liked those people very much. I can't blame them.
855-450-3733 is our number. We've got more Free Talk Live for you coming up.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Koinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Koinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. go tweet at Koinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Monday Night Show. This is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything that you would like. Our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And nobody.
And we're gonna take a little turn now. There is just, well, yeah, no, I guess we've pretty much gone through that article. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't anything.
I think we got all important. The meat out of
it. I think we worked that. I would like to talk about something slightly different.
But and now for something completely different.
It's frightening. It's insane. Fort Lauderdale bars packed with maskless partygoers.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
Party on.
Party in Fort Lauderdale.
You got to fight for your right to party.
In Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A Florida man joined a party today, right? That's always the news.
Florida
right?
Man is the world's most helpless and irresponsible superhero.
A friend of mine actually was in a band called A Florida Man.
Nice.
Or maybe just Florida Man was the name of the band. I think there was no A in front of it.
Yeah, I think it's the superhero thing they're going with mostly when they when they say Florida Man. It's like...
So, sadly, this article, which is from thesunsentinel.com, this article sadly starts out with an update. And the update says, the Wharf announced Sunday that it will shut down again after reopening for 2 days, the Wharf being the bar. Where this all took place. It will remain closed until it's able to operate normally again.
Wow.
But the original story is as follows.
So they don't like the new abnormal.
Well, so they did it, and then, you know, some things happened, and we'll see how this plays out in a minute. Closed for most of 2020 because of the, well, because of the government, but this is the pandemic. The Wharf in Fort Lauderdale reopened Friday night with crowds of maskless young partygoers dancing, drinking, and hanging out with no social distancing.
Thank you.
They at least got a couple of days of partying out of the deal. Pandemic?
It's
question
about
mark?
Time they did. I feel so bad for this generation.
Oh, and I feel bad for, like, I don't know, if you had a newborn in, like, January or something. Right? You know, your kid's going to grow up in all this crap, right? People keep thinking
about
this.
Well, I mean, this isn't going to go on forever. They can only keep up the pretense for so long.
You know, we'll see how long it goes.
We will.
We'll see. I have zero indication crossing my radar that the governments around the United States, at least, and even the world, for that matter, have any inkling on shutting all this crap down.
Well, they don't, because power never yields without demand. Yep. That's what Frederick Douglass said,
yep.
And he was absolutely right. But what is going to happen eventually is the people are going to rise up and they're going to tell the government to go to hell.
Well, I hope so. I know we're doing our part, but
I hope they will, because I will be there to join them, because I'm as mad as hell. And I'm not going to take it anymore.
Videos and photos on social media from opening night show hundreds of young people jammed together, drinking cocktails under a covered bar area. It stands to mention that in Florida, they have these sort of, they're half indoor, half outdoor bars on like the beaches.
Yes, I've been to them.
So I'm for the listener's sake.
Indeed.
Right. They were jammed
Tiki
together.
Bars.
Indeed. Drinking cocktails under a covered bar area. Almost all are without face masks.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Quick, somebody panic.
The horror.
If 200 of them get the disease, one of them might die. But probably not, because they're young.
Yeah, and it's also like 0.00 something percent. A similar scene also occurred Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Both on Friday and Saturday. Some guy named Dale Holness said, "It's frightening. It's insane.
Quick, somebody panic."
Oh, he's the Broward County Commissioner and former county mayor.
Oh, what if Broward's cowards?
That's a long way of saying tyrant.
Yep. That's the same place where they couldn't be troubled to go into the school where the students were being shot because the sheriff's office is a bunch of cowards down there.
This tyrant or former tyrant says, "I expect people to be more conscious of the effect this disease is having on our lives."
I am so conscious of the disease that is government and the effect that that is having in our lives.
It's pretty ugly.
It is ugly. It makes me sick.
The Wharf, Fort Lauderdale, is a signature downtown open-air entertainment and gathering spot. It reopened as the weather began to cool, college students returned for the Thanksgiving holiday, and the Fort Lauderdale Air Show brought visitors to South Florida. A DJ under the name of @Fiello on Instagram and fellow attendee @MikeMart5 captured opening night on their Instagram stories. A mass crowd of socializing as if it were a regular party night in South Florida.
The old normal was much better normal.
Yeah, or just normal.
Yes.
Dr. Ralph Levy, who lives nearby, walked by the wharf around 9 p.m. Friday and watched the scene in disbelief.
But did he die?
As a doctor who has gone through this since March, it was disheartening, he said. The place
was packed.
He's
gone through parties since March? There haven't been that many parties since March.
He means gone through the you know.
But what exactly is he gone through? Did he help set up a military hospital that treated zero patients?
But as a doctor, he said, the place was packed. Everybody was close together. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, they teach doctors how to recognize things like people being close together.
Dr. Levy, who...
A layman wouldn't have been able to see that.
Yeah. Dr. Levy, who works for the Memorial Healthcare System, said he understands pandemic fatigue, but calls the throng of young adults at the wharf foolish. We are seeing the hospitalization numbers starting to come up. Are we? I don't know.
I'm not seeing any numbers coming up. I know zero people that are sick. I've known zero people that were sick from the beginning. And nobody I know, everywhere I go in Keene, the thing that I ask the cashier or whoever, do you know anybody who's sick? They never do.
And he says, get this, most of these young people will be just fine, but some will not.
Hey, that sounds like most of the parties I went to.
If most of these young people will be just fine, what are you outraged about, doctor?
That's true of life.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Some people are going to die.
Like probably more people had really bad hangovers.
Yeah,
from partying, then contracted the COVID. Much less will have their lives threatened by it.
Right, you can still drink yourself to death. Just do it with a mask on. That's fine.
Right. Right. Do you have to drink through the mask?
Don't give them ideas, man.
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to make like some sort of weird straw that like sort of, you know, I don't know, somehow allows you to mask like sip through it somehow.
Yeah, like distill suits that the Freeman wore. In Dune.
Okay,
we're back to Dune.
Sure. It all comes back to Dune eventually. The spice.
The spice must flow. I will not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death.
He also says this is the kind of thing that will probably overwhelm healthcare systems again. Again. It didn't do it in the first place.
Nope.
Can't do it again if it didn't do it in the first place, Dr.
When were
Levy.
They overwhelmed? They seemed to be underwhelmed. Weren't they laying nurses off? And those that were left were doing stupid little videos in the hallways,
now
dancing?
They're saying that the ICUs are full in some states, which just tells you they really didn't prepare for the second wave in any way, shape, or form, if they thought it was coming, and they certainly thought it was coming.
Well, they could have prevented the second wave
they had
by
to,
just not locking us down for the first one.
They had to make up the second wave because, well, the first wave, did it really even, like, is it really a wave? Right? Did it really?
Well, I didn't see the wave.
Anything?
I didn't. It didn't see crash the wave. On
if
the shore.
If they have an epidemic and nobody gets sick, does it? Is it really an epidemic?
Great question.
If they held an epidemic and nobody came, what would happen? Would a tree fall in the woods?
I never come to the epidemics. Those things make me sick.
855-450-3733 is our number. More Free Talk Live coming up. Yes, I am a horrible air drummer. I just wanted to announce that to the world. I'm not the greatest air drummer ever. I'm a really good air guitarist, though.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I'm a better air guitarist than I am a guitarist.
Nice.
I worked for a...
Well, that's no reason to put on airs.
I worked for a place where they actually had... They put on an air band contest. And so I was enlisted to play air guitar, and of course my
Wasn't
team
it like
won.
A charity event or something.
No? It was just a HR sponsored, like everybody feel good kind of thing, right? But they had some pretty awesome prizes, gift cards for hundreds of dollars to like Best Buy and stuff like that. So it was fun. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. In case you're wondering who these people are babbling about all sorts of things, our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 if you'd like to join us. That's 855-450-FREE like freedom. We'll get to your calls and your thoughts momentarily. I wanted to tell you that AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets out there aren't quite ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0. And reach out to those wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect over at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. And those guys at AnyPay are doing great work.
I agree.
Let's do what we do here. We'll get back to this story about The Wharf, a nightclub in Florida that hosted maskless youth, full gathering, no social distancing, partying and carrying on as if they were normal. We'll get back to that.
Maybe they were.
We'll get back to that. But first, let's go to Robert calling from Bellish Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
How you doing, Robert?
Well, it's another day in paradise.
Is Bellows Falls, Vermont, paradise? What makes it paradise?
Hey, look, I want to talk a little bit about this mysterious vaccine, because all I've heard for myself is, oh, it'll be here in 2 or 3 days. Get ready to roll up your sleeve.
No,
thanks.
I love it when they bring me a drug that's never been tested before. That way, it's a complete surprise what it does.
I mean, what's the makeup of this vaccine?
Well, so first of all,
I don't think it's even wearing any makeup. It's not old enough to wear makeup. It was just invented.
Yeah. So first of all, let's talk about a couple of things, Robert. One, there are multiple vaccines in development by multiple companies. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that governments have staged a vaccine competition of sorts to, it's a race, right? It's like the Cannonball Run, except for vaccines. So your questions are valid, but they're also multiplied by numerous companies. So a bunch of different pharmaceutical companies are all attempting to find a vaccine.
But it's okay, because the government assures us that every one of these vaccines will be absolutely safe. And they knew that even before they set out to invent them.
They're so safe, you won't even be able to sue.
Right. They've granted,
they're that good.
They've granted these companies developing these vaccines exemption from being sued, and
the science is settled. These things are completely safe.
Yes. So nobody, if you get the vaccine and, I don't know, you grow a third eye or something, or you have some sort of health complication because of it, you cannot sue them, and they can't be held liable in any way. Thank you, government.
My third eye is already open.
That's horrible. I mean, I want to know what's in it. I mean, if I have to take this, I want to know what the hell I'm taking.
Well, I mean, you don't have to take it. You can fight back instead, which is what any rational person would do if he was being conscripted into a drug test.
You know? And then what are they going to do? Hand out, here's your vaccine card that proves you got the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have a vaccine card, you can't go shopping over here.
Yep.
You can't enter this building. You can't go nowhere.
Your ability to see through the crystal ball is impressive, Mr. Robert.
Well, you can still come to my church. And if it goes that far, we will definitely be setting up an agorist restaurant somewhere.
Indeed. Any other thoughts, okay, Robert?
No, it's all a mystery to me. And like I said, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just going to smoke another joint and have another drink.
What else can you do?
Yeah. All right, Robert, thanks for the call.
That's all you can do when the science is settled.
Yeah, there was something to Fauci said some other crap. I didn't have it prepped for today.
That's most of what he says.
Yeah, he's that's pretty much all he says. I don't get this idea where it seems the folks of the United States, the geographic area known as the United States, it seems that they all, for whatever reason, have subscribed to the notion that there is a doctor for the entire country.
Ridiculous.
Like, where did you get this
idea? He hasn't even examined me.
Yeah.
Not that I would let him.
Now, the only thing that I could think that led to this, the stepping stone that got people to thinking that there would be a doctor for the nation, was frickin' Dr. Phil, right?
The TV show guy.
Oprah's, lackey.
Well, how about the Surgeon General? He was always wacky.
Yeah, I never really understood the Surgeon General. I thought it was weird that there would be a doctor in charge of the military.
They're not in charge of the military.
General.
It's a joke. I gotcha.
Well, it was a general generally who was a doctor, but it was...
Yeah. But no, I mean, the stepping stone, because I believe Dr. Phil at one point in his rise to fame was referred to as America's doctor.
Yeah, see... He never examined me either.
No, me neither.
Not that I would let him.
Yeah, me neither. Plus, I don't like that Texan accent, right? I'm very picky about my doctors.
Only two things come from Texas, boy. Steers and queers. You don't look like no cow to me.
I don't know about that. There are some severely gorgeous women in Texas. That's for sure.
It's true.
That's for sure.
Some lovely heifers.
All right, so circling back to this article from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, from the sunsentinel.com about a club called The Wharf that apparently opened for this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and had mask-free people gathering.
They reveled.
A packed bar, if you will.
Yay!
Both nights. And then apparently they're... some things happen and they're going to shut down until they're able to open.
Oh, man.
Normally. I know, it's sad. But the Wharf ownership announced that they would open this weekend with COVID-conscious changes in place. Emi Guerrera, co-founder of Breakwater Hospitality Group, which also owns the Wharf Miami, told the Sun Sentinel.
Breakwater. I thought they were I thought they were midwives.
Yeah, I don't know. Breakwater. My water broke. They told the Sun Sentinel there had been remodeling to promote social distancing. He also said capacity would be limited and masks would be worn by guests when they were not drinking or eating. The venue is large and certain areas were empty, but people chose to congregate. We did ask people to put their masks on countless times. After a certain point, there's only so much we were able to do.
Maybe they
civil
weren't
disobedience
dumb enough to be afraid.
Wins again. 855-450-FREE. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Maxwell, he was a runaway into rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to these Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loved it. Now he's close to 10. And the Dynavite's a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live.
Who asked?
Noah. Noah Body.
Noah Body.
Is he related to you? Nobody?
Noah Body? No.
Noah
He's
Body?
Different body.
Different body. Okay. This is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. If you would like to join the conversation, you can talk about whatever you like. It is called Free Talk Live. Or you can talk about anything we're talking about. That's fine with us, too. 855-450-FREE. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And it's Ian.
And it's Nobody.
And we've been talking about this article from the Sun Sentinel, where a club in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, called The Wharf, went ahead and opened. And apparently they were so busy that even the employees who attempted to ask folks to wear masks and social distance were unsuccessful. The people were just like, no, we're not going to. And they just went ahead and carried on with their business as usual, which is what should be happening across the globe.
Yes. We would not have a second wave if we just tolerated the first one sensibly.
Yeah. The co-founder, Amy Guerrera, said his employees even gave customers face masks if they didn't have one. Unfortunately, we are here to provide a service. If we're policing our guests, at a certain point, they have to take responsibility. Yay!
Well, maybe we don't want to pay them to police us.
Yeah.
Maybe we want to make our own decision.
No business owner should have to police insane mandates that nobody really even asked for.
I didn't ask for it.
Well, none of these people asked for it. After 8 months closed, Guerrera said he doesn't want to get shut down. We have 125 employees, and they need
to
work.
Wow, that's a big place.
Yeah. Our goal is to work through this and improve, Guerrera said. His venue in Miami opened last weekend and ran into similar issues. Holness said code enforcers issued the Wharf Fort Lauderdale citation Saturday, a warning that they had not been following Broward County's restrictions for bars and restaurants. Yep. You have been warned.
So this is another example of where you've got the government goons at the top in Florida. The governor there had made it sound like they were going to be doing hands-off in Florida, that Florida was not going to be implementing any restrictions, or maybe it was just any further restrictions. I don't remember. Maybe he weaseled out of what the statement was, but there's been a lot of pimping of Florida as this free destination for people who don't want to deal with this mask stuff. But it sounds like the bureaucrats are still going around threatening businesses.
Now, if you want freedom, you got to come to a state that's small enough that you can fight for it.
Mm. Like Hampshire.
New Hampshire, for example.
Like New Hampshire.
If you are of the freedom mind listeners, you're, I don't know, maybe a libertarian, maybe an anarchist, maybe just a voluntarist, and you believe that freedom is of the utmost importance and you would like to congregate with other freedom-minded folks, may I personally recommend moving to New Hampshire.
And congregating with us.
Join us.
Join
us. That's a horrible Darth Vader impression.
It was.
I'll try not to do it again. It
wasn't as bad as mine.
No. Thanks for, one downing me to make me sound better than I actually am.
May the Schwartz be with you.
And you too. Sunrise Mayor Mike...
I think it's and also with you.
I've never heard of one downing, but it makes sense. I mean,
yeah.
One up, yes.
I just one made
down,
it up.
No,
yeah,
you know,
it's a race to the bottom.
It's kind of like being the wingman, right?
Uh-huh,
you know,
yeah.
you want to make the guy that you're winging, you know, look better.
Yeah.
So you do something dumber than a dumb thing that he did to make him look not as dumb as he actually is, right?
Well... No, I try and get the girl.
Speaking of dumb guys, if you want an update on Sununu. the governor. We went to the protest yesterday at his house.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, that was fun.
Well, all right, hang on. Sunrise Mayor, this is down in Florida, Mike Ryan, forwarded a photo sent to him of the crowded bar to his fellow mayors in cities throughout Broward County. Quote, "We must enforce the current restrictions on distancing and capacity. If this is not a violation of the current Broward EO, then we have lost all capacity to prevent Broward and South Florida from becoming a hot spot, and heaven help us.
It puts the mask upon its skin or else it gets locked down again."
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, the rest of it. I mean, there's pictures here. We'll share this on our, what do we call it? What's our
social media?
Mastodon, social media, Twitter, that kind of thing. So you can see there's some photos here of making me wax nostalgically for a time before March of this year.
Wow, when you can actually have fun.
Are you waxing while you do the show? Doesn't that hurt?
It hurts whether you do it during the show or not.
Yeah,
it would, but you know, normally you wouldn't be on camera when you're doing it.
True.
Well, that's true.
I wondered why he was making those funny faces.
Yeah. So anyway, well, we'll share this article and you guys can see the photos and there's even some video. So you also can wax nostalgically.
But wax on, wax off.
But yes, let's talk about Snoo-Snoo. I mean, Flu-Noo-Noo. I mean, Snoo-Snoo.
Snoo-Snoo-Noo.
Yeah, you mean the coward.
His less than excellency.
Who hid in his house all day yesterday under the protection, or we presume he was there, under the protection of multiple state police agents who were occupying probably both his driveway and the inside of his home.
That would be my
and
guess.
And flying a drone.
And possibly masquerading his neighbors, because...
Could be.
We only briefly talked about the protest on yesterday's show.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Well, on yesterday's show, it was myself and Lee and Melanie on last night's show. So, you know, I just mentioned it briefly, but we didn't talk a lot. I was in between and during our, you know, breaks and whatnot. I was talking to Lee because he was asking, he's like, how was it? And I said,
he wanted to go.
I said, well, in the weirdest thing to me about the whole thing was how perfect a setting it was for the actual protest.
Right.
There was plenty of parking. There was plenty of parking. There was this little, like, in the center of the cul-de-sac, a park-like atmosphere with, like, benches and trees and, you know, and enough of an opening that faced directly at the governor's house.
Right.
So everybody could get, like, right there, you know, almost as if it was, like, a band shell or something like that.
And he only had two neighbors, one on each side of his house.
Yeah.
So there wasn't, like, a bunch of neighbors
around.
They
had the courage to come out. He didn't.
No, he did not.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did come out, but they were also wearing masks at the same time, alone on their property.
Well, at least they had the stones to venture outside, which is more than we can say for our intrepid leader.
That's true.
I really,
he's not my leader. Robin.
I didn't elect him. He's not my leader. I don't want him to be my leader.
When danger reared its ugly head, he bravely turned his trail and fled. Sir Robin ran away.
Yeah. For our listeners who do not know, Governor Sununu, whenever he writes one of these mandates, or, well, I think anything at all, really, they always say, from His Excellency. He literally calls himself His Excellency, which
like
is...
Like he's a bleeding king or something.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Like, Sununu, go F yourself, okay? Literally.
Apparently...
And do it excellently.
We did look it up. Apparently, it is like some sort of tradition for governors to be referred to as His Excellency. But yeah, he signs those documents, which means he's totally fine with being referred to in that way.
See, I generally refer to my governor as the finest turd in the bowl.
That's giving him too much credit.
Quite possibly.
If I wanted any crap out of him, I'd squeeze his head.
Yep. If I wanted any lip from him, I'd scrape it off my zipper.
So it sounds like he and you have some updates.
This was posted in one of the various groups. There's activists who obviously are talking about the protest yesterday and the subsequent protest, which will be coming up next weekend, and then presumably on and on and on. I guess some people think that this is going to be a weekly event out in front of his house.
Until, I think we should do that.
Until he moves.
Until something changes. Until something breaks. Maybe until he decides to rescind some of his tyrannical orders. Or until he is impeached. According to the story at NHJournal or InsideSources.com, some Republican lawmakers say they've had enough of Sununu's use of emergency powers, and they will be looking into what they could do to possibly impeach the man.
Ooh. I'm down.
We're
Let's
using
do
the word
it.
the word of fruit, impeach.
Nobody will do his job for free.
855-450-3733. More of this coming up. Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. 855-450-3733 is our telephone number. If you would like to dial in, as they say, in the phone business, and join the conversation, you may do so. Talk about whatever you like. Take control of the airwaves. You can talk about stuff we're talking about. Doesn't matter to us. It's called Free Talk Live for a reason. And with you in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you that Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? Freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix. .com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Before we heard from our sponsors, Mr. Freeman, you were about to tell us more about something about maybe an impeachment for the governor of New Hampshire?
Yeah, and I got to say,
happen to a nicer guy.
I don't know a whole lot about what that process entails here in New Hampshire. Impeachment, that doesn't necessarily mean that the person will be removed, right? It's just, you've been impeached. Okay, well now what? Well, anyway.
Impeachment is generally equivalent to an indictment. Mm. And so then they have a trial and you have to be convicted you have to not be convicted. They have to convict you to remove you.
Gotcha. And that's what didn't happen with Donald Trump, for instance.
I thought it was
nobody could do it.
I thought it was just somebody covered in peach and mint.
That would be more pleasurable. But going on,
you could make a kind of a peachy flavored mint julep. That would be good.
The impeachment mask mandate was the last straw, according to Representative Andrew Prout from Hudson, New Hampshire. He told New Hampshire Journal, quote, Governor Sununu has a newly elected GOP legislature he should be working with, but instead he continues to be ruled by executive order. Or continues to rule by executive order without any legislative consultation, unquote. Prout sponsored the impeachment investigation resolution.
Hold on. Isn't that what all these governors are doing? By executive order? Isn't that how they're laying down these mandates?
Yeah.
Right? And where did they learn that from? Right? Because it's monkey see, monkey do. The presidents have been doing it for the last two presidents. If not longer.
The presidents have been doing it for many, many a president.
Yeah. Right.
FDR was one of the worst.
But I remember it coming at least in my, lifetime, sort of becoming in vogue, around Obama. I don't remember Bush doing
these
kinds of things or as many of them. I just remember Obama doing a bunch of them.
They all do a bunch.
And then I know Trump did a bunch of them. So.
You just don't hear about it. They all do a bunch of them.
All right.
But the difference is at the federal level, usually they don't try to bother to claim the executive orders apply to you. Most of the time they actually apply to the executive branch, which is what an executive order is supposed to be.
Okay.
An executive order is under the system is supposed to be the chief executive, who's the president or the governor or whoever we're talking about, saying to their branch, I say you must do this. And so he's just telling his agents what they're supposed to do is what the executive orders are supposed to be.
Okay, but so in it's the like case a of, manager telling his employees what you got to do. Okay.
That's why what the governors are doing is unprecedented in this way this year, because their executive orders are actually telling people what to do. The average person are being ordered around as though they are somehow the agents of the state, and that's not what executive orders are for.
And now I got Rage Against the Head playing in my Rage Against the Machine playing in my
head. You tell me.
That's the one.
If only more people were doing that.
Rage Against the Head playing in my machine.
Rage Against the Head playing in your machine. Yeah, although I think Rage Against the Machine is raging on behalf of the machine.
Yeah, they're raging alongside of the machine at this point.
Prout sponsored this impeachment investigation resolution, which says he says opens a probe into the governor for causing harsh.
opening a probe into
probe him.
For causing undue hardships for Granite Staters, infringing on civil liberties, and undermining the state constitution. If passed, the resolution directs the House Judiciary Committee to investigate whether grounds exist and report any resolutions or articles of impeachment to the House of Representatives. It grants subpoena and investigative powers to the committee as well. Quote, there have been several attempts to rein in the governor. This according to a different state rep, Kevin Verville from Deerfield. He said in the press release, quote, the Democrats tried lawsuits to no avail. This, unfortunately, is the only path remaining. Unquote. The effort is likely to face numerous obstacles, not least of which is the incumbent governor's popularity inside the party and out. Sununu handily won re-election to his third term by a nearly 2-1 margin, outpacing every other candidate on the ballot. His broad bipartisan approval in polls translated into strong electoral support.
It must have been the huge signs that he put up.
Even in Democrat strongholds like Keene and Concord. So a lot of Democrats may have voted for this guy.
It also helped that the rest of us were locked down. And I speak as a candidate. The rest of us were locked down. Even if we went out, which I did, I ignored this stuff from the beginning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There is nobody to talk to. There is nobody to address. And the media was singularly useless in covering the race or even the fact that anybody at all was trying to run against that darling governor.
Yeah, it's hard to address the public when there's no public to address. No gatherings
allowed.
Nobody
can do
that kind of stuff. So, and I wonder how this affected elections in other states too, right? It must have had the same sort of effect. If there's no public to address, then the incumbent candidate is probably the one that's got the most power in that position.
Well, they always do anyway.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, even more so when you can't have public gatherings and you can't go out and address the general public.
But the office holders can do whatever they want. You know, every time they delivered something on how we're all supposed to be wearing masks and 6 feet apart, they were all clumped up and maskless, you know?
As the story points out, impeaching him over his handling of COVID-19, for that, the numbers are difficult when you look at them. According to a Granite State poll released in October, 83% of voters approved of Sununu's management of the pandemic. 95% of Republicans and 70% of Democrats approved of Sununu in the poll. Now, again, it's just a poll, so what does that really mean? I don't know. But if you believe those numbers, then he is a very popular sitting governor.
Well, 100% of Captain Kickass does not approve. We'll talk more about this in just a little bit. But first, let's go to Joe in Grand Rapids. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'd just like to probably preach it to the choir, but
what's on your mind?
Encourage people out there to become, no matter what you think of them, become a prepper, I guess, over the next year. I think they're going to keep dragging this COVID thing out. I think the economy is going to collapse because Biden's going to get in there. And if he does half the stuff he said he's going to do, man, where our economy's, it's going to get flushed down the toilet.
I mean,
you can't tax businesses like this and get rid of fracking and all this stuff. It's gonna be bad. So.
You and I agree in that respect. I think it's always a good idea to prepare for anything, right? I used to live on the West Coast, so it was, within before I was into liberty and all that kind of thing, I would prepare for an earthquake. And so I would always have, the things that I needed to prepare for an earthquake living on the West Coast because it could happen. You know, have some booze, have, three, five days of water and food rations, that kind of thing. Have some extra toilet paper hanging around, that kind of stuff. And then, of course, once you start doing that kind of thing, you go on some websites, you find other preppers, and you find tips and tricks and how they do stuff, and then you find that there's other people preparing for, other things, Joe. And so it's always good to prepare.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, people say, oh, this is America and all this. And you know what, man? A few months ago, people were fighting each other over toilet paper in the stores. we're no different than anybody else on this planet.
Yeah.
When the economy's gone and people don't have money, people get desperate, and people will do anything. They're going to do anything they have to do to feed their families.
Yep.
And they'll take it from you if they have to. And the government is not going to be there to. The government's the cause of it. I mean, you know, and they're not going to be there to save you in the middle of the night.
No, but they're going to be there to take your stuff when you're dead.
Yeah, well, and also I'd like to point out the numbers, particularly when the relationship between the amount of people that are citizens versus the amount of government, it's not even a question. There are so few people in government that they can't possibly protect all of the citizens. So thank you for the call tonight, Joe. Yes, please do prepare everybody because you never know when you're going to need it. 855-450-3733. Also, stock up on guns and ammo. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC? Ignored. New Wyoming Congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, welcome back. Thank you for joining us for the third hour of Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you'd like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, Captain Kickass.
You've got Ian.
And nobody.
And we were talking about potentially impeaching the governor of New Hampshire.
Yeah, there's been talk.
Well, nobody could do a better job than he could.
That's true.
A fact.
In fact,
I wish he would.
Few of the state representatives are filing what is called a resolution that would then authorize a committee that they have to investigate whether cause exists for his impeachment. So as you would expect with bureaucracy, there's a lot of layers to go through before
we must write a form telling you how disappointed we are with the forms that you've been writing yourself.
No, it's more like we must write a form to determine whether or not this other group of people can write another form that would then possibly bring you up on some sort of impeachment. So, they have to...
For the forms that they've been filling out.
Yeah, it's just constant.
They're asking
bureaucracy.
Permission to ask permission to begin proceedings.
That's right. So, they're thinking about beginning to start doing a thing.
Indeed.
Basically. Starting to think about beginning to do a thing?
Correct.
Okay.
But they, as they point out, they say...
Now, it's taken these people 40 weeks to get through, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. So, how long... And they're still not done with it, so...
Yeah, the government is
slow.
Could
go on a long time.
This is Representative Scott Wallace. So there's at least three different Republican representatives here that are quoted in this story. He says, since March, House members have urged Sununu to work with us to find a path that didn't unnecessarily cripple businesses and families. He failed to listen then, and he still isn't listening now, said Wallace.
They talk as if crippling businesses and families is a bad thing.
He said further, the people elected us to be their voices in government. Now, the House does have 213 Republicans in it as of this most recent election. So it had been a Democrat-run House earlier this year. Mm-hmm. And then in January, I believe, or is it December or January? It may be actually December. I think they might actually be taking office next month. I'm not sure exactly when, but
okay.
So the newly elected reps are technically not in yet, right. I think, but they're going to be in shortly. And so as it points out here, though,
don't call me shortly.
The question is,
and don't ask me if I'm in yet.
Will the Democrats back the impeachment legislation if indeed it comes forward from this committee? Will they get any support from Democrats? Because the numbers suggest that Democrats actually were behind Sununu on his COVID restrictions. And, of course, a lot of the Republicans still back Sununu, so you won't have all 214 Republicans backing this.
Yeah.
So you don't have enough of the House likely by default to back this thing. So it may just end up being, you know, falling flat on its face and just being sort of a symbolic gesture. But again, that just depends on whether or not we get through the first step.
Well, there is, of course, a tried and true way of getting rid of, you know, people that, you know, are otherwise causing tyranny.
Off with their heads.
The guillotine.
I mean, there are plenty of examples in history of people who have risen up against tyrants of their time. So I will let your imagination do the work for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think violence solves problems here, but I think we had mass disobedience.
Well, I'll tell you
what,
it is very rare for a governor who's had his head removed to commit any further crimes.
And it would give the second governor something to think about, that's for sure.
They think hard.
Although, on the subject of guillotines or guillotines, uh-huh, depending on your pronunciation, my favorite guillotine is the flying head guillotine of the Kung Fu theater variety. This was an old martial arts film. Mm-hmm. It
Everybody
was subtitled
Kung Fu Fighting.
Absolutely. It was filmed, you know, either in China or Japan. I'm not sure where, probably China. But it, mm-hmm, was this contraption that looked a lot like a Frisbee, but it was a metal disc. Mm-hmm. But then it sort of... Have you ever seen those collapsible cups?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It was kind of like that, except in reverse. So you would chuck it, and it was tied to a string, mm-hmm, and it would land.
Like odd jobs
it had
hat.
To land specifically, like, right perfectly on somebody's head. And then when it did, it would expand and come down around their head, and then you would pull the chain, and it would, of course, separate their head from their body. Yeah. Wow. And they had cool sound effects, so
yeah,
it was cool. I used to watch a lot of that old black and white, you know, kung fu theater type stuff. Back in the day.
So
their
a little
moves
bit of,
were fast as lightning.
A little bit of history for you from InsideSources.com. Throughout New Hampshire's history, only two impeachments have come from the House of Representatives, and both of them were levied against Supreme Court justices. So it has never happened that a New Hampshire governor has ever been impeached or ever attempted to have
no
been
impeached.
No
time like the present.
There's no time like the present. I think that should become a part of the new normal.
In 1790, the House impeached Justice Woodbury Langdon for neglecting his duties. He then resigned before the Senate trial could happen. 200 years later, or 210 years later, the House impeached Chief Justice David Brock in the year 2000 on four counts of maladministration, malpractice, and lying under oath. The Senate then acquitted him at trial with only 7 votes for conviction. So that didn't go anywhere. New Hampshire's Constitution specifies, much like the U.S. Constitution, that all impeachments begin in the House and then are tried in the Senate. Unlike the U.S. Constitution, however, New Hampshire does not require a 2/3 majority in the Senate to convict. So
interesting.
The plot thickens.
Yeah, so if they do impeach him, and that's
cornstarch.
A big if, then it'll only have to be a half, you know, 51%, presumably. However, it does say that in the 2000 impeachment trial, the Senate passed a special rule requiring a 2/3 majority for conviction. So
wait, so there was rules... And then
and they changed them.
They changed them,
yeah,
as they are wont to do.
To protect their buddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing
you
about...
You got to protect the scumbags you know, because the scumbags you don't know might not have your back.
They make the rules and then force you to obey them, and then when they don't obey their own rules, then they just make new rules exempting them from the rules.
Maybe we should throw them in prison.
Making the rules useless, in my opinion.
So that's your story. Perhaps he will be impeached, but right now it's the earliest of early stages on this.
All right.
Meanwhile, we continue with the protests. More protests out in front of the governor's house expected to happen on at least weekly basis from now on.
Okay.
Things that he will not like.
We will be sure to.
Are we
to,
bringing big no. speakers next time? Are
that's
we bringing
an interesting
music?
Question.
I was talking to somebody that perhaps they might be able to supply a generator.
Mm.
A long-running generator for multiple hours. I do own some large PA speakers.
Now, in some municipalities, I imagine there are restrictions on amplified sound.
Noise ordinances.
However, no one was threatened for using megaphones at this particular event.
That's
so
true.
That doesn't mean that there aren't ordinances against it. It just means nothing was done about it in this
and
instance.
It also, there's a difference between music for the sake of music and music that is part of a protest, mm-hmm, in that a protest does tend to have a more privileged constitutional status.
Mm-hmm. Well, and these particular speakers are set up so that you can just plug a microphone cable right into the back of one of them, and it will amplify. So we'll be much, much louder than a megaphone.
Than a megaphone.
How many watts?
They, I mean, way more than a megaphone, that's for sure.
Okay, because I've been looking at some 1,200-watt speakers.
I'll tell you in a little while. I think they're 300 watts each.
Okay.
So they're pretty powerful. So they're, you know, high-end audio equipment that, you know, I got for FUD, the band, so we could do our performance.
Well, maybe old Sununu will find out what it's like to be locked down, because it seems like he locked his family down pretty good on Sunday. So presuming they're actually there, they're going to stay in their home all the whole time we're there.
Yeah, we certainly didn't see hide nor hair of anybody that resembled
the
governor.
We did find some spoor, though.
Some what?
What?
Spoor.
What's spoor?
A spoor is the dung of your quarry while you're hunting.
Did we found spoor there?
No, we didn't find
spoor. Okay. I was going to say, I didn't step in anything.
Hunters would have gotten that.
I think I stepped in something, but it wasn't... Well, I mean, I guess since I didn't know what spoor was, it's hard for me to say that it was spoor, but it was certainly not dog crap, so I did not step in that, you know. 855-450-3733 is our telephone number if you would like to join us here on Free Talk Live tonight. You can talk about anything you'd like. We'll be talking about some more stuff, including more suicides than deaths from COVID.
No.
Coming up. He's laughing at us for mocking him as he said, yeah. Yes, it is.
He says, come on, stop making fun of me.
He's like, ha ha. Ha ha. Right? The guy from the
Simpsons.
I'm helping. Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody.
There's an epidemic. I'm in danger.
I thought it was just a demic.
Could be.
An epidemic and a pandemic. Interesting. Is there an epipandemic?
Oh, wow. That would be useful because those things are really expensive. Because they have to protect Big Pharma's monopoly.
855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to join in on the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge.
If ForkFest is minarchism, ForkFest is anarchy.
That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party. You can come and party with us, literally.
Sweet.
Indeed.
So,
do it.
A good time is had by all.
Maybe we'll go to Sununu's house during ForkFest if he's still giving us a hard time.
Oh, that would be fun.
Hopefully he'll be gone by then, but... That's not very realistic.
This from CBSNews.com. Suicide claimed more Japanese lives in October than 10 months of COVID.
Oh,
wow.
Boy.
Tokyo. Far more Japanese people are dying of suicide, likely exacerbated by the economic and social repercussions of the pandemic. No, not of the pandemic, of the government's reaction to the pandemic.
So the government is still a worse disease than the disease. Isn't that special?
Yeah, but how many of them are committing seppuku?
I don't know.
I got to tell you, if you're going to go out that way, you've got a pair. A pair of big, bloppy stones.
While Japan has managed its coronavirus epidemic far better than many nations, keeping deaths below 2,000 nationwide, provisional statistics from the National Police Agency show suicides surged to 2,153 in October alone.
Wow.
Wow.
Marking now, the fourth straight month of an increase.
Japanese society, I can't comment too much, but I did go there to visit last year, and so I talked to some folks who'd lived out there.
Yeah.
I think prior to this, a lot of folks there were already fairly insular as far as not spending a whole lot of time out and about. I mean, there are obviously those people that do that, but this has definitely made things a lot worse.
Mm. Yeah. At to date, more than 17,000 people have taken their own lives this year in Japan.
It's a lot. Wow.
October, self-inflicted deaths were up 600 year on year, with female suicides about a third of the total, surging over 80%. So 80% more females committed suicide
usually
in October.
92% of suicides are usually men.
Women who have primary responsibility for childcare have borne the brunt of pandemic-induced job losses and insecurity. They're also at greater risk of domestic violence, which help centers say has worsened this year as it has around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it funny how that happens? When you lock people up, they get angry.
Or they have mental crises, with their mental health.
Or they can't escape when they are assaulted.
And when you lock them up in their own homes and you don't let them gather with other people and, seek any sort of outlet for whatever it is they're suffering from, this is what you get.
Yep.
Child suicides, while a much smaller portion of the total, are also higher.
Well, it's okay, according to the people who wanted this lockdown in the
first
place.
If it saves one life.
Right. As long as it saves one life from somebody who would have randomly gotten a disease, then it's totally okay for thousands.
Randomly gotten a disease that has a more than 99% recovery rate, I might add.
Right. Then it's totally okay for thousands of people to off themselves because they chose to kill themselves. Yeah. That's literally what people who are backing the lockdowns are saying about these folks. The suicides mean nothing to them.
The people we like to think of is the Branch Covidian cult. At least I do. Maybe nobody likes that.
They're all holed up in the COVID cabana.
In the COVID cabana. The hottest place north of Havana.
All right, we'll talk more about the suicide rate being more than the deaths from COVID over in Japan. But first, let's go to David calling from Jackson, Michigan. He's on WKHM. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me. You guys are cracking me up because that Copacabana tune might be in my head for a minute.
Earworm.
Oh, you should hear me do foil.
If you want to hear a funny song, David, you can, in your web browser, type in lordkickass.com and click on the first song there. I did a parody of the Beatles song. It's called Paperback Writer, but I changed it into Wear the Face Diaper.
Wear the face diaper.
The face diaper. That's right. So,
wear the face diaper.
Have a look at that. What's
you
on your
it.
Mind tonight,
well, listen,
David?
You know, certainly tell us that website again, but I wanted to check in from being a denizen under the heavy handed, Lord, highly esteemed Lord Governor.
Is that
they were actually going to arrest her and put her on trial for treason.
Sure.
What happened to that?
One of the guys, Jackson County is 80 miles from Detroit to the west, but one of the guys was caught right here in this county and was in the Jackson County jail. We're not a big town, but not a big county at all. And he was held initially on like $500,000. They reduced it. Somehow we came up with 10%. I don't know. I think they were loosely affiliated. But, however, she has passed off her, you know, the Michigan Supreme Court took her right to, I guess, be heavy-handed, avoid the legislature, and say this is how she wants it done. Well, now she's passed that over to the Department of Health and Human Services.
Yeah, she said, oh, if I can't do it, my other bureaucrats can.
Yeah, damn right. Damn right.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. We appreciate it.
She needs to be tried.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
Scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Welcome back to the show, my friends. It's the show that never ends. 7 days a week, 365 days a year between, what are the hours?
7 to 10 Eastern.
Eastern.
At night.
Right. I get confused still with that because when I was on the West Coast, I used to listen from 5 until 8. Right?
Except it would have been 4 to 7 Pacific.
I'm sorry, 4 to 7 Pacific, yes. I wouldn't get home from work until, you know, 5 or something.
Gotcha.
So I'd catch, like, the last 2 hours or so. And so, yeah. So I get confused because I'm a time traveler. I exist in multiple time zones.
Yeah, it's a little confusing.
I'm getting used to it, though, here on the East, if you will. 855-450-3733 is our phone number if you'd like to join the conversation. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And I just wanted to say to our previous caller from Michigan, I've seen a bunch of memes that are the Gretch who stole Christmas.
Ah, that's
and it's
cute.
It's the Grinch and, of course, a poorly photoshopped face of Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically Christmas is done. They're canceling Thanksgiving, and you know they're going to cancel Christmas, too, as much as they possibly can, and just ruin everybody's holidays because COVID.
Yeah. And, I mean, to some extent, they're already ruined. We've seen different states putting in different versions of lockdowns, and we'll call it guidance, or as they're calling it, for Thanksgiving. Things like, oh, you can't have more than 10 people, and more than, you know, only two households can be represented, and all that kind of stuff. And I have to say, F that. If you're a holiday person, you're looking to celebrate Thanksgiving, you know, have Thanksgiving however the heck you want it, and throw the bird in the general direction of these tyrants.
Even if I needed guidance, these idiots are the last people I'd ask for it.
And I just want to be clear, I don't mean throw your Thanksgiving turkey at the police.
Although it's not a bad plan.
That could be fun.
If you're distracting them long enough to pull a firearm, the thing is, you know, if you throw a turkey at them, they're probably going to whack you because they fear for their lives very easily.
But when I say throw the bird at them for not allowing you to have Thanksgiving the way you want, I mean hurl the middle finger, not chuck your turkey. Although, I don't know, maybe set up a big slingshot in your front yard with a frozen turkey just in case they come round. You gotta defend yourself, right?
It'll be interesting to see how Black Friday turns out this year. Normally we report on Black Friday on some level of detail here on Free Talk Live.
Well, they finally solved the
fight problem.
The fight problem with everybody crowding and, you know, racing in to get the best deal on that TV or whatever.
Yeah, so I guess what most of these companies are doing now is they're doing a week-long Black Friday.
Yeah.
So, you know, supposedly the same deals you would get, but not on one day.
It's almost like how the government said 2 weeks, and now it's been 6, 7 months, eight months, whatever it's been. So, yeah. We're going to get something out of the way here really quick. And this is going to be James from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
You just proved what I said.
And thanks, James. We appreciate your call. All right. So
apparently you proved what he said.
Yeah, I did.
That idiot got something right?
Oh, we don't know. You know, we'll never find out.
Hard to tell.
I'll never care.
So we were talking earlier in the last segment about this article from CBS News with the headline, "Suicide has claimed more Japanese lives in October than 10 months of COVID."
I wonder if similar numbers are available here and they're just... Now, maybe they're not being compiled or reported or whatever. I mean, we haven't heard a whole lot of concrete numbers that I recall about suicide in the United States.
Well, there's a new rule that's being implemented by Facebook and Twitter and the major media, which is if something doesn't fit the preferred government narrative, it's not true and you can't say it. Yep. Even if you think it is true.
Yes, the thought police are out in full force. It's true. So continuing on with this article, we need to seriously confront reality, Chief Government Spokesman Katsunobu Kato said.
Yes, you do, Government Spokesman.
Yes. Announcing bolstered efforts to counsel potential victims via suicide hotlines and social media. Can you actually counsel a suicidal person via social media? I don't know that you can.
I mean, you can counsel anybody via anything.
I guess.
You can come over and counsel their corpse after they're dead if you want to. I mean, it might not do any good.
Over social media, though, would be a bit like trying to counsel somebody suicidal in a packed concert. You know, doing it in public has a little different.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
I think you would use private messages probably small group.
They say via social media, so,
They also say social distancing. They don't use their words precisely.
Right, that's true.
You can't expect that of them. They're idiots is the thing.
A Yokohama-based psychiatrist, Chiyoko Ueda, in an interview published this week on a local news site, said the mental health distress caused by COVID was evident in her clinic. Among the things she said her patients have told her, quote, "My self-esteem is low because I'm worried about money. The stay-at-home situation has disrupted my life. My kids and I don't get along." Mm. Unquote. Japan has...
Yeah, imagine having to be around those little brats all day. Jeez.
You know his kids?
Nope.
Oh.
I don't have kids.
I'm just presuming.
Japan has grappled with high suicide rates for a long time. So they've been, above average compared to other countries, and for complex reasons. But overall, the numbers had been on a downward trend this year until they reversed course in July.
The complex reasons they're talking about goes back to what I sort of alluded to in the last segment, not knowing a whole lot about it personally, but there's a very lonely aspect to the social world in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And what that has to do with, where it comes from, the family and all the sort of the rules mm-hmm. that they have to follow socially. It's very restrictive, very repressive. And you've got people who they will literally pay money to go and talk to a girl at a bar. So they actually have like these bars, and I forget what they're called. Whoa. There's like a name for these girls. And there's also
sounds like a tube
prostitutes.
Song.
They're not prostitutes.
They're not geisha either.
They're just like chat girls, basically, where you can go and you sit down and then you buy drinks and you buy very expensive drinks. Apparently, now I didn't go and do this, but Roger Veer was telling me about it when he was taking me on a tour because these things were everywhere. And so there's ones with girls, like pretty girls, and then there's ones for guys. So you want to go in and sit down and talk to a pretty girl, you can do that in Japan. She's just not going to go home with you. You know, she's just there to work you, basically.
That does sound familiar. I've run into such.
I mean, it's big business there.
At least you know what's happening.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the market demands, right?
Yeah.
So the market, is going to supply what the market demands. So, have at it. Until they reversed course in July, possibly as the initial "we're all in this together" pandemic positivity waned, and the buffering impact of public subsidies disappeared.
How are we in it all together when it was some of us imposing it on the rest of us?
It's propaganda.
Yeah. that we're all in this together is a global propaganda phrase. It really is.
It's a damn lie.
Yeah.
Have you seen Brazil?
I have.
They actually made use of that.
I've never been to Brazil.
It's a movie by Terry Gilliam.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
You should watch it. It is brilliant.
Okay.
But get the European version.
That month, Japan added an additional $10 million for suicide prevention after $24 million was budgeted last spring.
Apparently that didn't help.
Yeah. Until this year, Japan had been making steady progress to reduce suicides, which surpassed 34,000 in 2003. Improved counseling and efforts to combat karoshi, or being worked to death, helped bring down suicides to around 20,000 last year, the lowest number since record-keeping began in 1978. 855-450-3733. We'll talk more about the suicide rate in Japan and take your calls coming up. This is Free Talk Live. It's the final segment of Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. We might have enough time to get to you. We do have some calls holding, and we'll get to those in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to take a minute to thank tonight's amplifier, D. Harvey. D. Harvey is a silver-level amplifier. That means he contributes $5 a month to help amp Free Talk Live. What does it mean to help amp Free Talk Live? Why, it means you go over to amp.freetalklive.com and you choose to donate $5 a month. You could donate more. There's different levels. You get different perks for that kind of stuff. And the money goes directly to helping us get on more radio stations. We're on something around 190 stations. We could be on more. We could be on 200, 250. It's all up to you. If you like the content, if you like the show, if you like to call in and participate, please consider heading over to amp.freetalklive and make a contribution to help us spread the message of freedom. We'd appreciate it.
Thanks.
We're going to talk more about the suicide rate surpassing the COVID death rate in Japan, but first, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Peyton calling from Tennessee. Peyton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Comorbidities. If you were to get COVID, would you and Rich Paul both die?
Swine.
And there we go. That was James, neither witty nor kind, calling in and lying again, as he is wont to do.
He loves to lie.
He is a liar, liar, pants on fire. Let's continue.
Who would Jesus lie to?
Well, people, just taking a moment for people who love to lie, I've got an amazing story here. It's very, very brief to give the gist of it, which is apparently Governor Cuomo of New York has called one of his sheriffs a dictator, not because he was a tyrant, but because he refused to be a tyrant and refused to enforce the mad governor's mad mandates.
Tyrants calling each other tyrants. That's some tyrant.
Tyrants calling tyrants tyrants for refusing to be tyrants is really the amusing thing there.
Tyrant on tyrant action here on Free Talk Live.
Wait, do you have his quote? Because I've got his quote here.
Nobody. Okay, let's give his quote.
Quote
away. I don't have it.
Cuomo, this is from thehill.com, was responding angrily to sheriffs who said they would not be enforcing the COVID-19 restrictions that are limiting indoor gatherings, including during the upcoming holidays. He said, quote, "This is an emotional time, a political time. Everybody has their own strongly held opinion, right? You have a strongly held opinion that says COVID is all an overreaction. It's a hoax. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not following these rules. You have sheriffs upstate who've said, I'm not going to enforce the law, he said. I believe that law enforcement officer violates his or her constitutional duty. I don't consider them a law enforcement officer because you don't have the right to pick laws that you think you'll enforce. And you don't enforce laws that you don't agree with, right? That's not a law enforcement officer. That's a dictator. God bless you, but don't ask me for help."
This moron does not really understand the Constitution. The idea is that if you believe that a law violates the Constitution, then no matter who passed it, no matter who told you to do it, you don't have a right to enforce it.
And aren't sheriffs like explicitly given the power to do this kind of thing? Right? Aren't they?
They have discretion. Historically, had it.
Right. They have discretion, which generally applies on almost everything. There's, as I understand it, there are very few laws or statutes that they can avoid using discretion. So there's certain felonies where they shall arrest somebody. So if they witness, say, you know, somebody shooting somebody in the streets, they're supposed to take action. They can't use discretion on something like that.
So they're not supposed to cower when kids are being shot in a school like Broward's cowards did?
Finally, he said, laws apply in your home. Domestic violence applies in your home. Drug laws apply in your home. Yes, it does. What he's referring to is he believes that, you know, they can reach into every little aspect of your life.
Well, they already have, so, I mean, his belief isn't unfounded.
Well, I believe that his belief that they can continue to do this indefinitely is ill-conceived.
I agree. Let's move on to more of your calls and thoughts. We've got Alex calling from Detroit, Michigan. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I just wanted to let you guys know I started using Google Podcasts recently to listen to your show, and it looks like you're giving away the AMP only podcast for free.
Oh,
because I'm not an amper, but it's on there.
Thanks for the heads up.
Huh. Well, congratulations, Alex.
Thank you.
Might have been better to tell us that via email so we didn't announce it to the entire world, but you know there it is.
My bad.
That's all right. Did you have anything else you want to talk about tonight?
Yeah, this year was my first Fork Fest, and I had a first. I made a transaction with nobody, traded some goldbacks for three different cryptocurrencies.
Woohoo!
And we translated the transaction in U.S. dollars, so it was technically a four-currency transaction.
Wow.
I remember you.
That's awesome.
I remember a strong sense of confusion. I hope we both made a profit there.
I think it took 2 hours to complete.
Wow.
Yeah, there was wandering about, and there were other people. It was a strange transaction.
Well, you know, when you start doing four different currencies, you know, in one transaction, things can get a little complex.
Especially since I also had four different mind-altering substances in my brain as I was trying to carry this mad mission out.
Did, as they say, everything come out in the end, Alex?
Yeah, it did. Awesome.
All right.
Hey, what did
wonderful experience.
Another satisfied customer.
What did you think of Forkfest overall?
Oh, it was fantastic.
You had a good time?
Fantastic. We had a blast.
Gonna come back this year?
Yeah. Definitely coming back.
Awesome.
Groovy. We gotta work out like an 8-currency swap this year.
Yeah, maybe we can bring in some some coins or something.
Yep. We'll bring in silver and gold this year.
Silver and gold. All right.
But not that song.
Well, hey, thanks for the update, Alex, and thanks for the call. We'll see you at Forkfest this year.
Indeed. It will be real.
Let's move right along. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, tonight on the David Olson Show, we are speaking to Free Talk Live with musical guest Captain Kickass. And are they wearing overalls at Forkfest, are they? And
what?
Hey, you should hire me to scream. The second I heard Peyton, I knew who it was. And the second I heard Tennessee, that confirmed it. So,
yeah, we pretty much knew who it was. Especially because the person who screened the call said, it says his name's Peyton, but I think it might be James.
Yeah, he knew.
He had an inkling.
Hey, James.
I just wanted to, you know, take and get rid of them because, you know, we do take calls from many, many people. I don't
just
like
not
to say.
Not usually from swine.
I don't like to say that he's banned. I won't take his call, but I really don't like the person. And I will have as much fun as I can with his call when he does call.
Right on. So I have a hearing first thing tomorrow afternoon. And the first second one. That the recording starts, the hearing starts, I will be objecting to the attorney not having any counsel with me in preparation for hearings. And you said Cuomo said something about domestic violence in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Domestic violence in New Mexico also happens over the telephone when you call the radio station. That is domestic violence in the state of New Mexico.
What?
Yeah, well, if you look up my charges, you can see that I think 3 out of 4 are listed as, or at least 2 out of 4 are listed as domestic violence. my phone calls to KUNM, the radio station for which I'm being charged.
You made violent phone calls? Don't tell James how to do that.
Yeah, really. Let's...
he's already done 100 times what I've done to them, so James is definitely committing domestic violence, if only he would call New Mexico.
Yeah, well, there are other folks who have threatened radio talk show hosts and been prosecuted and, you know, have otherwise tangled with the law, but not when it comes to Free Talk Live, not James.
No. So, anyhow. But, yeah, so they call that domestic violence, and it wasn't even phone sex with KUNM, with anybody there.
Well, it kind of was, because you're kind of getting effed, right? I mean, that's the gist of your story, isn't it?
Ah, you are correct. I thought you were going to say, though, you're kind of getting off on this, aren't you, Dave?
Well, are you?
Some people do get off on getting effed.
No comment. No. I don't want this to be phone sex.
So as soon as the proceedings start, you're going to be like, I object. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, second one, because they have taught me through their abusive manner of shutting you up in a courtroom, they have taught me that if I want to get it in, I need to jam it in. Second
this
one.
This does sound very sexual.
Don't tell me I'm out of order. You're out of order. The whole system is out of order.
We're bordering on plenty of innuendo here tonight on Free Talk Live.
Which is Italian for suppository.
David, we appreciate the call. We're out of time, everybody. Visit freetalklive.com. Have a good night. Peace.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.